This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. The Showtime drama series Billions, starring Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis, began its fourth season this week. It's a drama about state and federal politicians and prosecutors and manipulative Wall Street billionaires. I usually don't return to TV series this far into their runs, but there are two reasons in particular to give Billions another look and another helping of praise. One is that because of events in the real world since the series was launched in the election year of 2016, Billions has become almost astoundingly relevant. Its main characters and conflicts include prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, opportunistic and wealthy power players, and even media-dominating lawyers and powerful Russian oligarchs. That's one reason. The other reason is that the writing, the acting, and the directing on Billions, all of which started at a very high level, have gotten even better each season. And for season four, all the chess pieces are being moved around. Former foes are now allies. Formerly tight relationships are now shaken to the core. And new players keep being introduced, adding even more fire and explosiveness to the mix. There's an exciting byproduct to all this change. Paul Giamatti from HBO's John Adams plays Chuck Rhodes, a former federal prosecutor who's now running for state attorney general. Damian Lewis from Showtime's Homeland plays Bobby Axelrod, the Wall Street tycoon whom Rhodes spent years investigating and prosecuting. But now they're on the same side, which means these two powerhouse actors get to share many more scenes. And Maggie Siff, who plays Chuck's wife Wendy, and a psychological counselor to Axelrod and his firm, finally gets to take center stage as the new season unfurls. Her husband's campaign for attorney general is proceeding nicely, but this season, a rival politician blackmails Chuck into dropping out of the race, or he'll release some potentially damaging personal information. Namely, that Chuck and his wife privately engage in sadomasochistic sex play, with her as the dominant. Initially, Chuck is willing to risk that public disclosure, but not Wendy.
And don't forget, part of you wants the humiliation. Needs it, but I don't. I can't live with it. I won't live with it. We cannot take the chance that Foley is serious.
Oh. He's serious.
And that's it, Chuck.
And that you can live with. Me just capitulating. In silence.
I can. And so can you. You have to. Walk away.
I just want to scream. When?
At the situation or at me?
Yes.
I know. And if you need to do that to move on, then do it. But then sure as f*** move on.
It seems like everywhere Chuck turns this season, he's up against another problem, another threat, another powerful person. John Malkovich, in a recurring role as a Russian oligarch, is one of them, and seems to get more sinister the quieter he speaks. Even when Chuck threatens to expel him from the country, Malkovich's Gregor seems to maintain a lot of the power.
There are so many ways we could have met. It is unfortunate you chose this one.
Like the musician says of the piece he plays, it chose me.
Did it? Or are you doing favors for friends on high? Because you must know that I am higher than any other friend you could imagine, and my friends are higher still.
That notwithstanding, your business interests have been connected with blacklisted governments, and the paperwork is prepared to have you declared an unregistered foreign agent with intent against ours. There's only one choice that will preclude that. You firing up your private samolot and flying home. Or wherever else it is you call home.
Almost everywhere you turn on Billions, there are colorful characters, intense conflicts, and captivating performances. Watch in particular this season for Asia Kate Dillon as Taylor Mason, a former protege of Axelrod's, who's now a Wall Street rival. And new arrival Nina Arianda, the wonderful actress from Broadway's Venus in Fur, as Rebecca, yet another confident, commanding Wall Street player. Yet Billions, now four seasons in, has yet to be noticed at all by the Emmy voters. Forget wins. The show and its dynamic lead and supporting and guest actors have never even been nominated. Given the overall excellence of Billions, which was created by Brian Koppelman, David Levien, and Andrew Ross Sorkin, that's a TV travesty. But it's a travesty with a long tradition of great shows all but ignored by the TV Academy of Arts and Sciences. Remember Tom Fontana's groundbreaking HBO prison drama Oz? Amazing acting throughout, yet it received only one significant nomination for guest actor. In HBO's Western Deadwood, Ian McShane was nominated only once, and so many other great actors, including Timothy Oliphant, never even got a nod. And neither Oliphant nor Walton Goggins won any Emmys for their work on FX's Justified, though some guest actors did. So the voters were watching, just not paying enough attention. HBO is bringing Deadwood back as a movie in May, so that's exciting news. But Billions shouldn't have to wait for a revival to get its due. Billions, like those other series I just mentioned, is television at its best. Attention must be paid.